Hit it.
Welcome to the Sports and Shit Podcast presented by Anchor. Your hosts each week are Maddie.
But it burned. For me and her, it burned. There was a burning.
And the multi-talented Smitty.
There's worse ways to go than eating grilled cheese every day and having sex every day.
If you like sports sprinkled in with a little bit of shit, then this podcast is for you. Now, here are your hosts, Maddie and Smitty.
It is season number 2 of the Sports and Shit Podcast with Maddie and Smitty. It is episode 1 of season 2, 2021. We want to thank everyone for joining us for Facebook Live. It was tons of fun. It is presented by Anchor in the Anchor app. If you want to download the Anchor app, give it a shot. I am Maddie and my co-host again for season 2. He's been rehired with a raise, Smitty.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes,
thank
a raise.
Thank you very much. A raise.
Yes. So negative 100 to zero. So good for you. You're no longer in the red.
So I don't have to just keep putting my own money into this and us not making anything?
No.
I can
now
stop doing
we
that?
We just don't make anything without any of our own help.
Okay.
So that's good. We've progressed.
We have our fancy new equipment now. So
we do.
I mean, we're...
Worked really well, Facebook Live.
Yeah.
We had over 500 views on Facebook.
That's
of,
pretty good.
Of the video, which I thought was fantastic. We had a good amount of people who watched it during the while it was live.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of fun with everybody for an hour or so. And we rang in the new year with the best of. So if you haven't checked that out yet, go ahead and check out the best of 2020, the top 20 moments. It's an excellent episode with all the funny moments, all the great guests. And even a little bit of outtakes,
yeah,
which are pretty funny too.
Snuck a few of those in at the end.
Yeah. So we are back at it. We're going to have a brand new segment we like to call Misconnections later on.
I can't wait.
Oh, this is going to be a good one.
I'm excited.
We have a 5 questions with 2 assholes coming up later. But first, what you've been waiting for the last 10 days, because didn't it feel a lot longer? Like we usually go out with a new episode every 7 days, and we're literally... on the 10th day, and it seems like it's like a month since we had an episode.
Well, you know what,
doesn't
though? It has felt long. But, yeah. I mean, not to be, you know, weird, but, I mean, kind of a lot of shit went down in the last,
well, yeah.
in the last 7 to 10 days.
Right, yeah, yeah.
You know, people are storming the fucking Capitol.
Yeah, I mean. You know,
It felt like a long time.
And I know. If you people can't friggin' multitask, then fine. But yeah, so we are here, ready for season number 2. And we have the news. And then the first item in the news is a very interesting item. Cockroach milk is 3 times more nutritious than cow's milk. There's cockroach milk. Is that like if you step on a cockroach, is that little white, does the little white stuff come out? Is that the milk? Is that milk?
I mean,
do you know how many cockroaches you have to stomp on to get enough milk to get 3 times the nutrition value of cow's milk?
I mean, that's a lot.
To get a glass of cockroach milk. That's a lot of cockroaches.
Cockroach milk in your cereal?
Like a Tony Montana, you cockroaches.
Do you have to milk them like a cow?
Do you milk, do they have teat?
Do they have teats?
Do they have teats?
Cockroaches?
Can you milk me?
Or do you just, like you said, do you just step on them?
I think you just
crush them.
You just crush them with like a, they probably have some sort of.
What is it, like a juicer?
A juicer. You put it on a juicer. Yeah. Like Pampered Chef has a cockroach milker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm sure they do. Pampered Chef has everything.
Yeah. Yeah. They do. But there's tremendous nutritional value and benefits to cockroach milk. I mean, I wouldn't put it in my cereal or in my coffee.
Or in anything.
Or in my mouth.
No.
No, I wouldn't do that at all. You know what I do, though, is I'd be very careful of the ceiling fan blades. You know, you ever think of that? Like, if you have a ceiling fan, we have a couple of ceiling fans.
Yep.
And they shake like a bastard. Like, some of those, like, when they get them going, like, they shake. Like, this thing could just spin off and kill us all.
Decapitate you?
Yeah.
Impale you?
But there were more than 190,000 ceiling fans recalled after blades were flying off from Home Depot. 190,000 ceiling fans were recalled because blades were flying off
That sounds...
The sailing fan.
Dangerous.
And you know what? I get a little nervous by them. When you get them at high speed, they start to shake. I do love a sailing fan, though.
Oh, yeah.
It really is like... I like the hum. I like the fact that it cools down the room. Mm-hmm. You know, it just gets the air moving. I do like... I think sailing fans are excellent. Like they're undervalued. Like they're, oh, I think they're underrated.
I have ceiling fans, and we have ceiling fans in all the bedrooms here.
Yeah. I mean, I think that they're very... Unless you have low ceilings, then you could really cut your neck off. Your head off by the neck sort of thing.
You could cut your neck off, too.
You get your neck right off. Can you cut your neck off?
Can you imagine that?
Yeah. Just like, cut your neck off.
Cut your neck off so, like, it sliced right through your neck. Yeah. So, like, the torso was there and your head was there, but your neck was gone.
And it just, the head just went down, like, 2 inches?
Yeah.
No neck.
Yeah. Just shorter. All of a sudden, you're shorter. Merton Hanks. Remember him?
Yeah, I remember Merton Hanks. Yeah, with the big neck for the 49ers.
He would have gone from, like, you know, 6'5". Yeah. Six,
and Harvey Williams. Remember Harvey Williams?
Down to, like, you know, 5'9".
With the Raiders? Yeah, they both had, like, the elongated neck.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you get that? Do you do that with the, is that like Willis with the stretching himself?
Yeah, probably.
Or the Chinese guy who's stretching his penis?
Stretching his penis, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody just stepped on his foot real hard and he was just like, wah!
And he became a giraffe.
And his head and neck just shot up.
Just shot right up. You know, here's a question I have for you.
Maybe he's erect. Maybe his head and neck is erect.
Yeah, I tell you, I wouldn't be too erect if my neck was in a compromising position.
Maybe that's what it was, though. Maybe that's why it's so long. Maybe everybody else's head and neck most of the time is flaccid, and his.
Maybe you took the Cialis and had an adverse reaction.
And his Merton Hanks's head and neck is erect.
It didn't quite talk to the area that needed to. It went to the neck instead, and it just.
Oh.
And it just.
Maybe he's got a problem downstairs, and all the blood rushed to his head and neck.
And neck.
Like the wrong head.
Yeah, the wrong head.
Yeah.
Because it's. I mean, sometimes it doesn't understand.
That's a Coldplay song.
Head and neck?
Rush of blood to the head.
Rush of blood to the head?
Yeah.
Really? Coldplay?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
This brings up a question I wanted to ask you. Mm-hmm. Taller men, okay?
Yep.
Can make less money, they say, and be desirable than shorter men. So in other words, if you're a short guy, you have to make more money to be as desirable as a taller man. Do you believe that? Do you think that as a short guy? Because I'm short. I'm 5'6". I say on everything I'm 5'7". I don't know why. 5'7" just sounds better than 5'6", even though it's 1 inch. Just sounds better as a guy. So on my license and on anything I do, any paperwork, it's 5'7". But
see,
I'm really 5'6".
I should have lied up too.
Because you're what, 5'9"?
No, I'm 5'11".
You're 5'11"?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I should have lied up and said 6 feet.
6 feet tall.
Sounds much better than 5'11".
It does.
It's one inch. And it's 1 inch.
So I think
I went into the doctor's once and I had shoes on, but they measured me and they were like 72 inches. And
boom.
I was like,
there it is.
6 feet.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I have fucking shoes on.
Ah, son of a.
But I'm like, the doctor said so. So I mean, I could roll with that.
Yeah, of course you can. Just stand up straight. Put your shoulders.
Yeah, that's
back.
That's my problem is I don't really stand up straight all the time.
So
I really,
terrible.
I really am more like 5'9", 5'10" when I
see. I'm 5'6", and is that I don't. I've never really had that Napoleon complex, like that short guy disease.
Yeah.
Like where I have to fight everybody and yell and be angry and all that. So I never really had that. Like I don't consider myself short. I know I'm short, but I don't consider myself short. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So. But I do think, though, that I think that there's some women out there who like taller men, and I think there's some guys out there who like taller women. I don't, because I'm short, so I'm not going to really be with, like, a 6 foot woman.
No, because she puts heels on, then she's towering over you.
Right, and it makes it a little, and it's not that I feel insecure or anything. It just doesn't seem right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just doesn't match up well. I don't know. Yeah. But they say that taller men have more of an advantage. I wonder if taller men over the course of the whole landscape of society, I wonder if they get better jobs overall and more pay because they're taller, if it's like a presence about them.
Yeah, it could be.
I wonder if that's it.
That's probably is.
Well, that explains my situation. So somebody, I'm just never going to make any money because
you need to walk in there with a presence.
You know, if we were, if you were really 6 feet tall,
yeah,
and I was 6 feet tall,
yeah.
So if you gained an inch and I gained six,
yeah,
then we'd be making money on this fucking thing.
Well, you know? I mean,
I think that's what we have to work on. Let's stretch ourselves.
Well, I mean, I was just going to say we got to go different strokes around here and break out the uneven bars.
Different strokes.
Get the taffy pull. Get the taffy puller out.
Yeah. I think Peter Brady did that too.
Let's hang ourselves upside down.
Peter Brady on the Brady Bunch, I think, did that.
Isn't that like a torture device?
What the?
Like you put somebody in shackles and you like stretch them. You like pull them apart.
You do, yeah. I think they used to do that in the olden days, didn't they?
Like the Salem witch trials. Yeah, like they put
on a stretcher. Yeah,
they put you on like a wheel or something and just like pull you apart.
So like you're like Gumby and you like get stretched.
Stretch Armstrong.
You know. Like those little figures you used to have when you were a kid.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. There was a nurse who was suspended after stripping off the protective gear to have sex with a COVID-19 patient. This happened overseas.
Why would you do that?
I think it was a male nurse in Indonesia has been suspended after admitting that he stripped off his personal protective equipment to have sex in a toilet with a man infected with COVID-19. So he was a nurse who had sex with a male patient in a toilet. It says in a toilet. I'm not sure it was in the toilet, but maybe it was on the toilet. And the man who was infected with COVID-19. Here's my thing is, I think COVID-19 is the least of his concerns. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's on a toilet.
It said in the toilet. So let's go within the toilet.
Let's go in the toilet.
I mean, that's probably just British word phrasing. You know, that's European word phrasing because they have weird shit. They say weird shit that we don't really understand.
He actually boasted about it on his Twitter account. That's how they found out, came to light. He uploaded a screenshot of WhatsApp messages. Have you been on WhatsApp? I have no idea what that is.
No,
WhatsApp. Messages between the horny couple, including details about lubricants and the size of the genitalia, were done on WhatsApp.
All right. So I was watching an episode, and this is totally, I mean, you were talking about size of genitalia, so this brings me to this.
Okay.
So I was watching an episode of Letterkenny, which is a fantastic TV program on the Hulu.
On the Hulu.
Yeah.
The Hulu.
And at one point during the show, they were talking about dick size.
Okay.
And one of the guys came running into the room yelling that he had gained an inch because he was listening to Howard Stern and they were talking about how you measure the penis.
Okay. How you measure it.
How you measure the penis.
Okay.
So he had always been measuring from the pubic bone to the tip.
Okay. Okay.
And Howard Stern, they were talking about measuring from the underneath.
Okay.
Basically more like the taint area.
Okay.
To the tip.
Really?
And he gained an inch. So he went from 4.15 to 5.15. And he was extremely. I mean,
I would be excited.
It's a fantastic program.
I mean, let's be honest.
He was extremely, extremely excited about it.
I would be excited if I was 4.15 and gained anything. I'd be excited.
Right.
Let's be honest.
So I actually looked up the proper way to measure.
I hope it was at home and not at work or something like
that. No, I was here.
Okay.
Do you know what the proper way to measure is?
Is it from the underside of the...
It is not from the underside.
No, it was the way he was measuring. From under cheese?
It was the way he was measuring to give him 4.15. It's from the... From the pubic bone on top.
So it is on top.
Yeah.
So it's not, it is not a revolution.
He did not gain anything.
Okay. Yeah. So that's disappointing.
It is very disappointing. But do you also know that the average man, 85% of the male population fall within 4 to 6 inches.
85%?
85%.
Wow.
Of the male population.
Fall within 4 to 6.
4 to 6.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
85%.
85%. So that's why they say, like, you see all these guys with huge cocks on porn, and they're like, you know, they're the NBA stars.
They're the NBA stars. Yeah, they're the God-given talent.
Right. They're the, you know.
So it is a, so it, yeah. Yeah.
Well, blessed by God, or, yeah, you know, they stretched it like a Chinese guy, right, with a cinder block tied to it.
Well, they measured it from the underside.
Yeah, they could have done that.
Yeah. So the best of 2020. So this was on Barstool. A woman going to jail for being too horny and fighting the entire plane she was on when nobody would join the Mile High Club with her. So she got testy, so to speak, and was trying to get someone to do the Mile High Club. Are you a Mile High Clubber?
No.
Speaking of doing it in toilets, I mean, that would be like, that's like, it's dirty in there and it's moving, grooving. It's like,
I mean, there's a little vibration, so maybe that's
it's
good.
Back and forth, and it's turbulence, and it's tight.
I feel like I would be more like Chris Farley and Tommy Boy, yeah, like crashing into shit, yeah, and see, like breaking things. I don't know.
I am just not nimble enough to really make that happen.
There's not a lot of room in there.
No, at all. And then you have to, you can't avoid the toilet area, which is getting pissed on all on.
Yeah, I mean, right? If there's turbulence, right, like it's all over the place.
Right, and no one's cleaning that.
No.
Not especially during the flight.
No. And so the counter is about 6 inches wide.
It is. So I know, you know what? I just don't find the value in it. Like I understand the whole like getting exciting and doing exciting things. That's not exciting to me. Like that just doesn't, well, that doesn't,
I mean,
do it for
and,
me.
I mean, it also depends how long the flight, if you're taking a flight to Hawaii and you get in the Mile High Club, you know, in the first 2 hours and you got a 10-hour flight after that, like you're just sitting in your own, like, I don't know.
Your own cockroach, your own milk?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not appetizing. Yeah,
I mean, yeah, nobody wants to go and have a grilled cheese in the John.
No. No, you don't want to. That's not the type of thing you want to do 9 minutes into the flight.
No.
Of, you know, going to Indonesia.
No.
You don't want to do that at all. You don't want to do that. You want to do that like on a flight to New Jersey. that's about a half hour.
Yeah. A little puddle jumper.
Absolutely. You want to go up and down, so to speak. So there was a man who got wasted and legally changed his name to Celine Dion. And I'll be honest, he kind of looks like Celine Dion.
Well, maybe that's why.
He does, but I was wondering what. If you got wasted,
mm-hmm,
and you were going to legally change your name, your buddies are like, you know what? We're going to change our names. And you had a little bit too much of the Malibu, okay? And you were like, okay, I'll change my name. What was the first name? Like, who would you want to change your name to?
Wow, that's a difficult question.
You mean it's not a female singer?
That's a difficult question. I don't know. I think I'd go like a one-word guy.
Yeah, you're like Sting.
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 Bono.
Elvis.
Yeah, Sting.
Elvis. Elvis.
I would change my name.
Prince.
I think Sting. I mean, Sting has a nice sound to it.
It does. Because
you're like, Sting.
Sting. And you can growl.
Or like a, yeah. Yeah. Like a soccer. What about a soccer guy? Like Ronaldo or Messi?
Yeah, Maradona.
Yeah.
Messi. Yeah.
I mean, they have
I don't know if you want to change your name to Messi. Because,
Messi, probably not.
Because 99% of women would be like, what are you, gross?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Yes, I am. I have sex in airplane.
What
toilets.
About you? Do you?
Oh, what do I do?
Yeah,
what? I think I do more of a little more of a fancier kind of name. Little.
What are you
little
like?
Sexier?
Something with a Latin flair?
You know, a little like Antonio Banderas or something like that. You know, because I, you know, 5'6" Irish guy going around like Antonio Banderas. You know?
Enrique Iglesias.
Yeah, yes, 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 madam. Yes, that's what I would do.
Maybe a British, I could be a British guy.
You could
James
be.
Bond, something yeah. like that.
You could be, was it Clive Owen?
Clive Owen, sure.
Yeah.
I'll be Russell Crowe. Yeah, I'd be Chris Martin. I'll be the guy from Coldplay.
Yeah.
I'll be Coldplay.
Chris Martin.
Sure.
Kyrie Irving, the basketball player.
He's a jackass.
He is. He had sage all around the basketball court against the Celtics, and
yeah,
he's a little, he's got some, I think he's got some issues with his brain, and he scoffed at the idea that there was a disconnect. Of course, everywhere he goes there's a disconnect, quote unquote, with his team. He actually, the other night, he was playing a game, Well, they were playing a game, the Nets. And he did not play because he, quote unquote, didn't want to play. Didn't feel like playing. Didn't tell the coach. The coach texted him when he didn't show up and never got a response from him. So the coach didn't know he wasn't there. He makes $35 million a year.
And did not give a reason.
Didn't care to play. Just didn't want to play.
So basically, he did like a call in sick without the actual calling in sick part.
Without the calling in sick. Like you would tell your coworker, hey, can you tell the boss I'm not going to be in? And it's not go. I'm just not going to go. Like office space. Yeah. You know what? I'm just not going to go.
I'm just not going to go.
Yeah. I'm just not going to go. What would you say you do here? So there was a Tanya Roberts was in, guest starred in that 70s show.
Mm-hmm.
And she recently was announced that she had passed away. But her publicist or rep said, no. She hasn't passed away yet. But then she passed away after that. So they got it wrong.
Right. So the original report, they said that she was dead. And apparently, I don't know if it was her partner, somebody was at the hospital with her, saw her close her eyes, assumed she was dead, and then told everybody that she was dead.
Right.
And then she woke up.
She woke up.
And she was not dead.
No.
And then the publicist said, no, she's not dead.
No. Nope.
But then she died.
Right.
Yeah.
That was like that one we talked about several episodes ago that died, but she wasn't dead. And we said, oh, you know, would you go to the coffin and can you imagine all of a sudden she sits up and she was alive?
Yeah.
You know, same sort of situation.
Yeah, like, I mean, it being out
wait a minute.
Being out of wake and then all of a sudden she just jumps up and was like.
Can you imagine that? If like you're out of wake and all of a sudden the person just jolts and sits up.
I mean, you would piss yourself.
Oh,
probably.
My God. You would. That's that amongst other things. I mean, you would just go into cardiac arrest, I think. You would have a hard time with that.
So did you hear about one of these guys who speaking of cardiac arrest, that charged the Capitol and supposedly he had a heart attack and died. So, you know, it's sad that he passed away, but I mean, he was being a jackass.
Right.
But apparently the reason that he had a heart attack was that he tased his own balls somehow.
What type of statement are you trying to use if you're tasing your own scrotum?
Well, I don't think he meant to.
Oh, he didn't?
No, he didn't. Okay. He didn't mean to. He wasn't like, I'm a tough son of a bitch. And like,
jams the taser into his nuts.
Right. And he's like, watch me take this.
What a horrible waste of resources that is. I mean, you here's the thing. See, that's something I would do because I'm not good with
weapons of any kind.
Weapons or pain or anything like that. So if I had I would never hold a gun because I would hold it like it was on fire. Like I just don't feel comfortable with it. So I would have a taser. That would be me. I would like stick it in my pocket like Plaxico Burress had years ago and his
shot himself
sweatpants.
In the leg.
Shot himself in the leg because he had it in his sweatpants that were like three sizes too big.
Right.
And then it shot himself in the leg.
Yeah.
Like that would be me. Like that would be just, where did I put my taser? Oh, you know, up my ass. Like, yeah, it would just be like, you know, it would just send me.
Here's
in
a million
arrest.
Volts to your ball sack.
Yeah. Oh, found it. Yeah. Yeah. That would be me. That would be me. But it was, what was funny though, is that Richard Marx, the singer who has a 3-song run.
Sure does.
And had some really great music back in the late 80s and so forth. He's a great songwriter.
He is.
But anyway, he's a great follow on Twitter.
He is tremendous.
He's funny and he's swears and he's you know, he's the man on Twitter. And he actually he tweeted out a picture of Tanya Roberts and said someone should double check on Kirk Douglas. and it's actually pretty funny. I mean, we don't make fun of the dead, but in this case we are. And I'm apologetic for it.
We can do whatever we want because it's our program.
I mean, it's our program. It really is. So, you know, rest in peace to Tanya Roberts, who was on that 70s show, which is actually, it was a good show.
It's a very good show.
I haven't really, it's one of those shows that I've thought about like trying to find it.
Binge
and
it.
Like watching it through.
Yeah.
Right. Because I saw it bits and pieces here and there, and it always seemed like all the up, like the parents, and that was actually Ashton Kutcher in a funny role. Like, I'm not a big, you know, I don't think he's a great actor or anything, but he was funny in that. And that cast was excellent.
The cast was really good.
And the writing was very good.
And Mila Kunis is in it for you.
So and that's go. So I think I need to binge watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I think you do.
You know, just for research purposes.
Absolutely.
So here's a question for you.
Okay.
Who would you say is your spirit animal?
That is difficult. So there's a couple ways that I would go with this.
Okay.
All right. I would say most of the time, I'm a generally happy-go-lucky, laid-back person.
Okay.
Most of the time.
Okay.
You know, things don't really bother me all that much most of
so
the
what,
time.
So what you're doing in this program is a facade? It's a...
No.
No.
Most of the time, I'm happy-go-lucky.
Okay.
But when I get angry, I get angry.
You do.
So I'm going to go with a two... I'm going to go with a two-part answer to this.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 80% Paul Rudd.
Okay.
20% Bill Burr.
Okay. So you're 80% Paul Rudd.
And then I'm 20%
Bill Burr.
Angry. Boston person.
And you're 80% like Paul Rudd, funny, sarcastic.
Funny, sarcastic.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
You know, let's have some fun.
Okay.
Have a laugh.
Yeah.
People generally like him.
Yeah.
I think that's probably me for the most part. People don't usually just hate me for
no reason. I think I'm like a... I'm in that wisecracking, sarcastic, you know, almost like Sebastian Maniscalco-ish, like,
okay,
just everything, like, rip on everything in a funny way, but also in a very negative way.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in that sort of vein most of the time. Like, I like to make people laugh, and most of the time I realize that I'm doing it talking about things negatively, but funny, but negatively.
Right.
Like, you know, the Dunkin' Donuts experiences, like just like stuff that's, because it's hard not to, if you think about it, it's hard to be funny and be positive.
Oh, definitely.
You know what I mean? Like to be in a positive way.
I think the only way you can be funny and positive is if the comedy is observational.
Right.
Like it's Seinfeld kind
right.
of stuff.
Right.
And even that's not entirely positive. Right.
Or if it's like physical comedy or something like that.
Right.
But yeah, it's really hard to do that.
I agree, 100%.
Yeah. So I guess the most likable person in the world was announced.
Okay.
The most likable person in the world is Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He was rated the most likable person in the world. He said he went from being a so-called big, complicated asshole at 15 years old because he fought a lot. He was a punk. And now he is at 48 years old or whatever. He's about our age. Is now the most likable person in the world.
Well, good for him.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I would ever be nominated.
For the most likable?
For most likable.
No.
Yeah.
Me either.
And I don't know if I aspire to be either. I don't know if that's...
Well, I mean, you have to please a lot of different genres of people.
Right. Do you know how hard it is for everyone to like you?
Yeah, that's
it's
what
like
I mean.
Impossible.
That's what I mean.
Really? I mean, it's like impossible. Like you have to me, I don't think you can have a backbone as a person and be likable to everyone. You know what I'm saying? Because then it's almost like you've never defended yourself.
No, you would have to agree with everything.
And argued everything. Yeah. It's almost like you're totally in agreement of everything. So I think that's it's not something I would aspire to anyway. The Grammys will no longer be held this month. So the weekend is free this weekend.
Is he now?
Because the organizers are now going to hope that to stage the event in March.
So they're just pushing it back a month?
So they're pushing that's some bitch back a month and hoping for you know, the best.
Do we even know who's nominated for this?
We even know who is a talent at this point that could be nominated for Grammys?
I don't.
For the Grammys? I mean,
I don't.
Who would it be?
All these, and this, I mean, wow, it's going to make me sound super old, which I guess I am, but all these rappers,
with the names,
I don't have any idea who any of them are.
And you know what? Here's the funny thing. I was a rap fan in like the 90s.
Yeah.
Like it was a big part of what I listened to in college and just after college, like that whole 90s, I was big into it. And I feel like rap now, I have no desire to. So it's gone that far.
I think your music tastes change too.
I think they do too. Like I don't listen to as much of the old 90s rap. Like I listen to a lot of yacht rock. You know what? I found that I listen to more of what my dad listened to as I get older. Like it back in the day, I was like, you know, Dad, can we change the station? Can we change the station? And now I'm like, okay, like I'm gonna listen to Yacht Rock, and I'm gonna listen to like 400 songs that my father would listen to. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's what happens when you get old.
I think it does. I think you morph into your parents, and I find myself, you know, sounding like my parents, and it's a curse. So what is this? Tell me what this PBS kids show is. What's it called?
Caillou.
Caillou. I have never heard of it. You say it's the worst show.
It
in
is the worst.
Yes.
That of all the cartoon characters in the history of the world, that kid is the whiniest little bitch I have ever seen on television.
Really?
It just goes up my spine and makes blood want to come out of my eyes and my ears.
Really?
Really? It is awful. Awful.
That resolution of being positive is
Fleeting. So listen to this. I was at the supermarket. It might have been New Year's Day.
Okay, the next day.
It may have been New Year's Day. Okay. And literally I was in there and I strolled in with a proper attitude, with a good attitude. I'm like, oh, here we go.
You were 6 foot. You were like, shoulders back.
I'm like Saturday Night Fever. I'm like, you can't tell by the way I use my walking. I'm just like jiving in there.
You were John Travolta. Cool. Yeah.
And then right away, the lady in front of me gets a carriage and then stops.
Oh, I hate it.
Directly in front of the entrance to the store.
Oh,
so there's no way to go.
Oh, God, I hate it.
There's nowhere to go. And
oh,
I'm just standing there. And she gets out a wet nap.
Oh, God.
And she's wiping down the thing.
Oh, my God.
Lady, get the fuck out of the way.
Move out of the way. Even pre-COVID, the worst thing is when they pull a carriage and they go into the front door, like you say, and the thing's open and they're in the way and they go like to the purse, like to look for the coupons or whatever, or put their keys away or whatever. Like, Can you get out of the way? Like, get out of the way. You are not the only person here. Like, God's sakes.
So then I go into the produce section, and I'm in the produce section, and here comes this woman, and she is, for some reason, like, up my ass with the carriage. Like, I'm looking at, I don't know, like avocados or something. And she almost hits me with the carriage, which I'm like, what are we even doing here? And then she puts it right next to me and then starts, like, jumping in on the avocados. I'm like, lady, just wait a second.
Yeah.
Just wait a little second until I'm done.
Avocados are not close to extinction.
No.
Like, what are we doing? Like, you can't go around the rest of the store and come back to the avocados? Like, Jesus.
That's what I do. If somebody's at the thing that I want to go to, you just go to the next thing.
I move on.
And then you go back to it.
Yeah.
It's not hard.
I move on. I can't.
It's not like you have to leave the produce department entirely.
Yeah.
Just get some fucking carrots and then come back.
I'm with you. I can't. You know, in the cereal aisle, she's reading the nutrient facts, and I'm gonna go get some maple syrup and come back.
And then there was a guy looking at a chicken, and I was looking at chicken breasts, and he's picking them up and tossing them around and putting them down, and he's not sure what he wants to get. So I get my thing, and then I wanna keep going along that way, but there's like a little island display in the middle of the aisle, and then there's a meat case in the middle of the aisle. So I have nowhere to go. He's in the way. And if he would just move, then I could get by and get my chicken nuggets and leave. But I can't. So I have to go out between the meat case and the island display, around him to the other side of him, so that I can finally get my chicken nuggets. Just get out of the fucking way,
just
dude.
Just get out of the way. Yeah.
He still hadn't picked anything.
Yeah.
What are you fucking doing?
I don't know what people just have all day. Like, they have all day. And I don't, and you know what one part of it is? People they seem to be less and less decision makers in the world than they used to be. Like, it seems like no one can make a decision. Like, no one can just make a decision. No one can process anything in a timely fashion, and no one can make a decision. And the grocery store is the worst place. You know where the best place to be in the grocery store is? The baking aisle, because no one ever seems to be in the baking aisle. But I never want anything in the baking aisle. That's why no one's in there, you know, but everybody's in the cereal aisle and the pasta aisle and, you know, buy the avocados. You know, I just, you know, I commend you for getting, you know, healthy avocados.
So I lost my shit, basically. I lost my shit. I was at the grocery store for fucking 10 minutes and like three or four people pissed me off. And I was like, well, that's fucking done.
Yeah.
Fuck all these people.
Because I remember you on New Year's Day, you texted me, you're like, I was trying your positive thing and four people pissed me off.
I mean, it was done. I was like, okay. It was over.
So Caillou, which is where we started with this conversation, right, has been canceled at PBS Kids. My least favorite, when Riley was young, my least favorite cartoon by far was Max and Ruby. Those rabbits who didn't speak.
Oh, right.
Oh my yeah. God, was that the worst? It was just so boring, but not only boring, but creepy.
So the thing about it, though, is those things didn't speak, so at least you got some peace and quiet. The fucking Caillou kid, like if all you right. had to listen to that kid talk,
yeah,
you would blow your goddamn brains out.
I probably would. That's probably why it's canceled. Too many people are on the edge. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, speaking of on the edge, are getting a divorce. She's done, in quotation marks, the New York Post reports. Kim Kardashian's all done with Kanye. Kanye is a little left to center. Like, he's a little, he's out there without, he's out in the middle of the ocean without oars right now.
Yeah, I mean,
he's at lunch without money.
Yeah, he's got some problems.
He's not thinking straight. It was the whole.
Yeah, running for president.
Yeah, that fiasco and then the going out and trying to rally and getting, you know, 12 people with him and. It was a really, really bad.
Well, I think he's not probably famous in the correct way for her.
No.
Is what I think part
of
it is.
I think that's probably.
So she needs to put out another sex tape to get back in the news or find somebody more famous. Yeah. Needs to find like a.
But she's the one tapped one, right? Because I think from what I hear, like Chloe's like a little more normal. She was with Odom, Lamar Odom.
She's with Tristan Thompson.
She's with Tristan Thompson now.
Plays for the Celtics.
Right. And
I think they're engaged. I think they're engaged.
I think they have a baby together. Yeah. I think they've been sort of on and off. And
I think they are engaged.
Tristan's
though.
Had some loyalty issues, but
I mean, NBA but guys on the road,
right? But I think that Kim is kind of the wackadoo of the group.
Yeah, sure.
So with bumblebees, I'm actually allergic to bees.
Are you?
Bumble.
You are?
Yellow jackets, one of them. I haven't been stung in a long, long time, but I remember when I was a kid, I was allergic to them in some fashion.
Did you get stung and like your hand blew up?
Yeah,
like
I just blew up. Like I stepped on it, got blew up on the foot kind of thing. It wasn't a near-death experience, but I'm allergic in some way.
So listen to this. A buddy of mine was supposed to, we were supposed to golf at Granite Links, got a free 18 at Granite Links. He gets stung by a bee either the day before or the morning of, and he was allergic. His hand blew up. Like three times its normal size. Like it looked like a boxing glove.
Wow.
And he was like, no, I'm still playing.
That is awesome.
He's like, no, I'm still going. I'm still playing.
Can you imagine the fluid in your hand?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Terrible. Stretched to
must
the
have been
max.
Absolutely terrible.
Oh my God.
It looked disgusting.
It must have looked like the Stave Puff Marshmallow Man.
It did.
Like just
it did.
Like the Pillsbury Doughboy. It like did. Just like, oh God.
It was terrible.
That is awful. But bumblebees collide with objects more often than you think, Uberfax says.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
They're just smashing into
things.
They
just crash into shit.
Yeah. Bumblebees just smashing. Are they blind?
Are they clumsy?
Are they both? I don't know. I mean, they may be clumsy. Well, they may just be. Is that their way of being affectionate? What was that insect that we had? Was it an insect or an animal the couple episodes ago? They talked about you. They hit the they
oh,
to reproduce.
Yeah,
they hit
yeah.
each other in the stomach. Or
yeah,
whatever,
yeah. They jammed.
Rammed.
They rammed the stinger into the stomach.
Into the stomach. Yeah, maybe the bumblebee's trying to get a little frisky with you, and is slamming.
Maybe the bumblebees are trying to have sex with random objects.
Yeah,
could be.
Yeah, having sex with this chair. Just
yeah.
Ding.
This window stove. This refrigerator.
This cockroach.
Maybe the bumblebees are like that. That like that woman who was in love with the briefcase.
Yes, the inanimate objects or whatever. Yeah. The objectum, objectus,
objectism,
objectusuckumism.
Yep.
And lastly, beer and basketball come together. Two local favorites, Jack's Abbey. You like the Jack's Abbey.
Love the Jack's Abbey.
Yeah. In fact, I'm drinking the Jack's Abbey right now, Copper Legend. It's
how
excellent.
Do you do?
Pride and Parquet is what it's called. It's bringing basketball and beer together. It's now available. Jack's Abbey coming out with a craft lager called Pride and Parquet, because obviously the old garden had the parquet floor.
Yeah, and Celtic Pride.
And Celtic Pride. So that come together for Pride and Parquet.
Sounds
so
good.
You want to try that?
Yeah.
Son of a gun.
I will,
for sure.
I will jump on that.
I had a question for you. I you don't like mayonnaise, do you?
I hate it.
Okay. So this is going to be a short conversation.
Okay.
But I do have a friend of mine who listens to the program, I believe, Lincoln. I went to college with, and he put out on Facebook the other day, are you a Miracle Whip? Miracle Whip, give me your thoughts, kind of thing. And I was a big Miracle Whip kid because my mother had Miracle Whip. And the tuna, Miracle Whip. Used to get this chicken roll. It was a deli meat that was like processed chicken in a loaf type of thing that they sliced. Mm-hmm. And it was like, at the time, it was like, now it's like $2.99 a pound. So at the time, it was like 39 cents a pound. It was just the cheapest, mm-hmm. grossest thing. But I loved it. Mm-hmm. And I'd have it on the Wonder Bread with the Miracle Whip. I'm not a mayonnaise guy. I mean, I'll eat it. But the raw, like the egg mayonnaise, because Miracle Whip doesn't have egg in it. It's a dressing.
Okay.
But I like the Miracle Whip. And I know you don't like mayonnaise, so this is fruitless.
I don't like mayonnaise or Miracle Whip.
You don't like the Miracle Whip?
No.
It's a little sweeter than the mayonnaise, but.
I don't like any of that shit.
Did you hear that Kowloon's might be closing?
I did hear that.
That's depressing. I mean, that's like one of the final straws. I mean,
it is. They kind of walked it back and said it was really more of a getting our ducks in a row kind of a thing. Like, it's going to be down the line.
It's not going to happen. Really depressing.
It's not going to happen anytime soon, but. That does mean we need to head over there for some Saga Swings and a Scorpion Bowl.
And a Scorpion Bowl like you read about. I think we should do that maybe next weekend. Put that down.
Okay.
Put that down. All right, so that's your news for this episode. And a lot to cover, but I think we got it all. I think we got it all in. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, talk a little Bruins. Then we're going to do a little Five Questions with Two Assholes in our new Misconnection segment. It's all coming up right after this. All right, we are back on the Sportsmanship Podcast. Time for talk a little bit of Bruins. Bruins hockey coming back January 14th against the New Jersey Devils is game one of the season. And some news this past week is that Zdeno Chara, the captain, with the team for 14 seasons, mm-hmm. acquired in 2006.
With Mark Savard.
With Mark Savard in a franchise-changing season. Off-season,
yeah. Yeah.
It definitely was. Changed the whole landscape and how they were viewed, and ended up bringing a cup to Boston in 2011. Chara signed with the Washington Capitals at 43 years old. News going out that the Bruins, you know, kind of wanted to move on, but they were willing to give him a reduced role. I'm thinking that's less of the case. I think it was more they wanted to move on and tried to make it feel like it, because he doesn't really seem to have a role anymore guaranteed in Washington for only $795,000 for the season. I think it was probably time to move on for the team. I just have a hard time, and Brady was the same way. Like, you're with a team so long, you have this great legacy. You're going to go out, you know, you're 43 years old, as both of these players are. You have this chance to just wrap it up tight, do your farewell, be with the organization you've been with for a long time, and to have to go on to some other team at the end, it just doesn't seem right to me. Like, why do you have to do it? You know what I'm saying? And in this case, unless the Bruins really wanted to kind of move on and really didn't see much of a role for him at all, you know, why not just take one more year with the Bruins? Take your farewell tour, try like hell to win. You know there'll be injuries. You'll get in. You'll play. I mean, what push comes to shove, they'll go back to what they know, and that's to play you because you're the veteran. Why not just stay one more year, you know?
I agree. I think it's a difficult spot for both the team and the player.
It is.
I feel like. And I think the team did want to bring him back, but they wanted to bring him back on their terms. Mm-hmm. So if he wasn't willing to accept their terms, they were willing to walk away, and that's, I think, what happened, because I think they want him to be a third-pair guy.
Right.
Play reduced minutes, play in the penalty kill, and then maybe not play on back to backs is what I heard that was out there.
Right.
And Washington was willing to say, you know, you'll be probably in a reduced role, not necessarily out of the lineup though. So I think he was looking for the playing time and that thing. But I do think that guys, when they get to the end, they just want to keep playing.
They do.
And it happens with a lot of guys.
It
happened to Joe Montana. I mean, he went to Kansas City.
Yeah. Brett Favre.
Brett Favre, yeah. Peyton Manning. Yeah. I mean, guys move on to different teams. Very, very few athletes stay with the same team that they've been with the entire time.
Right, especially now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's, you know, and I agree with it, and I think that obviously he's lost a couple steps, and he's still valuable in some way. But I think that, you know, with the youth that they have in defense, and with Kevin Miller being hurt probably within a week into the season,
right?
He was going to get more and more increased time. It was going to happen. Now I know, I get it. If he thinks that I don't want to be healthy scratches, and if some of these kids pan out, and I'm not going to get the time, then I don't want to look like an idiot, you know, not playing and getting healthy scratches. I get that. But I think a little bit of patience and he would have been in there, because again, they're going to go to what they know and they're going to end up playing you if they have any doubt in these younger players. But it's just too bad. It just had to happen.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it did. And then Patrice Bergeron was named the captain, which is great. I mean, that's a slam dunk. I don't know why they went into this whole rigmarole about just say it.
I mean, they wanted to present him with the jersey, whatever, but they should have come out on day one and said Patrice is going to be the captain.
Right.
I mean, it's the biggest no brainer in the history. Like everybody in the entire world knew that he was going to be the captain.
Right. I mean, the only thing I think of was that they might leave it vacant for the season since it's a short season and out of respect. But other than that, it's Bergeron's staff and everybody knew it. So, so they presented it. They presented it as Marchand had it.
Yeah.
But Bergeron's the captain, and rightfully so. And hopefully Bergeron finishes with the Bruins, because I think that would be like one of the last guys, maybe in professional sports, who's in that space where right now he's in his 17th season with them. I mean, if he gets like 18, 19 seasons, I hope he doesn't go by way of Bork and Chara and have to move on at the end if he still wants to play. He's still young. He's 35.
Yeah, I mean, he joined the team at 18.
Yeah, so it's not like he's 40-something. So he could play another 5 years. So I just wonder if hopefully they could come together and have him finish his career, because he should.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really see him playing anywhere else. But, I mean, you would have said that with Chara. But, I mean, I guess he started it with a different organization.
He did.
So
he did.
And the last thing I'll say on Chara, too, is I did hear that in order for McAvoy to really be the alpha dog of the defense, they needed Chara to kind of step aside or step down or step out, so that he could kind of assume that mantle of being the lead dog there. Like, right. As long as Chara's there, he's going to defer to Chara because Chara deserves that respect.
Right.
This is another way of maybe being able to take McAvoy's game, which they need, to a new level, to a higher level.
They do. I mean, they need him to be the 26, 28-minute guy a night.
Right.
You know, they need him to be the Drew Doughty and the guy.
Yeah, they need him to be a perennial Norris candidate.
Half the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. They do. They need him, and they need him to pick it up offensively. They need to do a lot of different things, which I think he's capable of doing. And I think he'll be, you know, I think he'll be relatively durable. He's sort of a stocky build. He's kind of has a Ray Bork kind of build to him.
Yeah, he does.
So I think that it's possible that he can be that guy. But I'll say this: I think that the weakness that they have is that any Stanley Cup winning team has veteran defense and a really top end top pair. And they have too much youth on the defense to go far.
Hopefully at the trade deadline, you know, they can address it if it needs to be addressed.
Right.
In my opinion, like you said, in order for them to be a cup contender, and the window's closing. I mean,
yes.
Rask, Krejci, there's a bunch of big-name free agents for them. So
Crowley will be gone probably.
Right. So, yep. I mean, Bergeron's getting older.
Right.
Marchand's getting older.
Right.
So the window's closing. So if they feel like they're in it, they really need to make a move at the deadline to get a top four left D.
They do.
To solidify that.
Yeah. But we'll see what happens, and the season begins on the 14th. They'll play only the 7 teams in the division 8 times each. No Montreal, no Toronto, no Tampa Bay during the season. I still think they're the class of the division. I think Philadelphia and the Islanders are kind of right there. But I think that without injury and without, you know, COVID things, and I think that they can and should still win a division. I just don't know if they can make that good, strong run unless, like you said, they make a move.
Yeah, I think they'll definitely be a playoff team. You know, be them, Washington, Pittsburgh, Flyers and Islanders probably the top, and then, you know, Devils and Buffalo and whoever the other
team
is.
The rest of them.
I think there's one other one.
Yeah, there's one other team that doesn't matter.
Columbus, maybe?
Is it Columbus?
No.
Maybe
not.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, whatever. Who cares?
It is time now for our five questions with two assholes segment. And there it is. And today we have Steven on the phone. Hello, Steven.
Hello.
And we are going to ask you five random questions, and you are going to give us the best possible answer you can. This segment is actually sponsored by Steven's Cleaners in Waltham, Massachusetts.
Steven's Apparel.
Steven's Apparel. Yeah, Steven's Apparel. Yeah. So you will just send the check to, we'll give you the address. All right. So here it is. Five questions with two assholes. And Smitty has question number one.
All right. Here we go. Question one. If you had to get a tattoo on your face, you absolutely had to, what would it be?
Well, you know I have tattoos.
I know you have tattoos.
Neck and face is a place I said I'd never go.
But if you had to, if you had to get one on your face, yeah, like Mike Tyson took you out and was like, we're getting tattoos on our face.
On the face.
What would you get a tattoo on your face of?
Well, recently when I've been dealing with the COVID shit, because I hate it, I have been saying, when people say, how you feeling? And I said, well, I'm 5 minutes away from a Mike Tyson face tattoo. So to me, perfect. That would be like an ultimate, okay, I had a breakdown of some sort, so I got a face tattoo.
Great.
So you're getting a Tyson tattoo, just matching tattoos, and Tyson.
Yeah.
Same deal.
Breakdown, might as well. Or some sort of a Bible verse, but I don't really know what it means.
Right. Those are fun.
Because me and my son had a conversation today watching a new video. Guy has a Bible verse. Like, there's a lot of stars that have tattoos on their face now, and Steven goes, what does that mean? And it was something 15-23, and he looked it up. So either you have a Bible tattoo something or a Mike Tyson tattoo.
Nice. Steven-15.
Yeah, there you go.
23.
Yeah.
So here's question number two. What is your favorite breed of dog?
My favorite breed of dog?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's got to be a mutt.
Mutt.
It's got to be a mutt. I'm not into specific breeds. I like pit bulls quite a bit.
Yeah.
They're a good dog, often misunderstood. Right. Often need special handling and treatment. So, but no, I like mutt.
Okay.
Doesn't really matter what they look like.
Excellent.
Okay. Here we go. Question number three. What talent would you want to possess if you could? So any kind of a special talent that you could have, what would you want it to be?
Again, we talked about this in the last few days.
You did?
I can't play an instrument for shit.
Wow, you're having like just like.
You guys talk to each other? I wish I had learned how to play an instrument.
Okay, that's a good one.
What instrument?
I try to learn how to play an instrument. I like music. It relaxes me.
Well, what are we talking about? Clarinet? I mean, what are we talking about?
When we were kids, I tried the drums and the guitar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know that Smitty?
No, I'd like to play.
Do you know that Smitty is a skin flutist?
I'm a skin flutist and I played the trumpet.
You did play the trumpet for a fleeting half a second.
Yeah, for a hot second.
I don't remember any of us playing instruments, so we've known each other a long time. It sounds like BS.
We do remember this. You spearheaded a race across Main Street naked in sixth grade.
Yeah, that was me. I spearheaded it. Now, you weren't there. So
that's right. I wasn't there. As a voice of reason.
Yeah. Listen, I don't remember that being, the fat kid's idea. But
okay. It is a little bit of an upset. But I guess across Main Street, because you guys are just sitting around and said, what do you want to do? I don't know, video games or street hockey.
The idea was just sitting around saying, yeah, let's do this stupid shit.
I mean, it was late at night. It wasn't like let's the middle.
Very
of the day,
late at night.
Yeah. Oh, was it?
Yeah,
very
late. It wasn't like the middle.
It wasn't
of
like
the day.
2 in the afternoon on a Saturday.
No, it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. You probably shouldn't even have been outside.
No, probably not.
Oh, well, that was fun. All right, so here's question number four. If you could trade lives with someone, who would it be?
I don't know. Who comes with me when I trade lives? That's the thing. I've talked about this in my life. Would I trade lives? Would I trade my life different? No, I love my kids. I don't want my kids to be different, so I don't know.
So you want to just keep your own life?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. Well, hey.
You're not trading with anybody?
All power to you.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I wish I was rich or something. But
right.
Yeah, so a rich guy. Who would you trade lives with a rich guy? Tom Brady? Would you trade lives with Tom Brady?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Doesn't suck. I don't care what anybody says. Tom Brady's life can't suck.
No. No, I mean.
Yeah.
No, it's pretty good. I think
it's pretty good. Yeah, I think it's.
Probably,
I mean,
yeah, I think he does okay.
On a scale of 1 to 10, it's 15.5. No
he
question.
He does all right.
Yeah, I would be Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Would you?
Yeah, because you know he's the highest paid movie star.
Yeah.
He's obviously jacked and pumped, and
so here's question number 5: What spot on your body could use a little lotion?
like
my,
the highest
my,
priority.
The highest priority?
Yeah.
My hands.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you have the dry hands? Do you?
Do you?
Yeah.
I get a little spot on my elbow.
Yeah,
that gets
me
dry.
Too.
And I get a little spot on the side of my neck that gets dry.
Do you?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the back of my left foot sucks too, but
your back of your left
that,
foot.
The hands. Okay. The heel gets really hard.
Does it now? Do you know what I should, you know what you should do is you should go get those some bitches a little pedicure.
You should.
Yeah.
We've
yeah.
done the pedicure.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you'd
I
like it.
To.
You
have?
To.
I have. Yeah. Heather's had me go with her twice.
Yeah. I think it's, so, I think
I don't
it's
know
the
if
balls.
I would go by myself, but I've gone with my wife twice.
I don't, have I gone by myself?
I went by myself.
You did. You went by yourself.
To the wrong place, but
you
I
did.
Went by myself.
With a gift certificate to the wrong place.
Gift certificate to the wrong place. Yeah.
But well, you didn't like the place?
No, he went to. He got a
no,
gift certificate.
I got it because we talked about it on the podcast. Matt had gone, and then they everybody was saying, you know, I should go. So I went, but I got a gift certificate. Why can't I say it? I got a gifty. I got a gifty,
got
from,
a gifty.
from someone to go and get it done, and I brought it to the wrong place. There's two within a block of each other. Near my
oh
house,
my God.
And I went to the wrong one. So yeah. this.
So did you pay or leave?
I paid. Right. I paid. I
it was an embarrassing moment.
It was an embarrassing because.
So
the,
you're saying you still have a gift card for another place?
I do. I do. Yeah.
For another That's one.
Exactly what I said. Bang.
Yeah. Going yeah. back. So, but the woman go. Was staring at me. She doesn't speak any English. She's just staring at me and I'm giving her a gift certificate. Why can't I pay with this? And she's like, you're thinking to herself, you're an asshole. Like, yeah. what are you doing? Yeah. It's not even it's not the right color.
In Chinese.
It's not, yeah. She's swearing at me and, you know, Mandarin or whatever to whoever her friend is. But yeah.
And I love it. She walked over to someone she works with and they did the old look at it and look at each other and look at it.
Pretending
what
that
the hell is this?
Pretending that it, you know, humoring me.
Yeah. To pretending that it was like investigation when in fact they were laughing inside.
It's just the wrong place.
Yeah, he went to the
they
wrong
were,
place.
Yeah, they were laughing.
But it's an excellent experience, the whole pedicure and the hot towels and the hot rocks.
Yeah, we've done it twice on vacation up in Maine.
Yeah, that's it's a wonderful time.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. So excellent. Well, you have survived the 5 questions with 2 assholes.
So you are officially off the hook.
You what?
All right.
You survived it, yeah. Yeah, you have a nice parting gift.
Does the dog want to answer questions too?
Well, one of my kids just walked in the front door, so all the kids will start to bark. So
yeah, how many? Well, you probably can't say.
How many dogs and kids do you have at your house currently?
Currently?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's 7 adults that live here. Me and my wife.
Yeah.
4 kids and 1 kid that ain't mine.
All right, you know, taking in strays. You're a generous guy.
Yeah, taking a stray. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we currently have 5 animals.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's less than 1 animal per person. I think you're good.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Sure.
Yeah.
That actually went pretty good.
Well, great. Well, we appreciate it. And you can listen to it on Sunday. We'll drop it.
Yeah.
Sunday night.
You want to give a quick little plug to your business?
Yeah. Good.
Stevens Apparel. No job's too big or too small. We'll do whatever we have to do to get paid.
There you go.
We kind of have the same philosophy.
I'll do whatever I have to do to get paid.
Hey, no judgment here. And thanks to Steven for playing a little game, 5 questions with 2 assholes, and very well done. And we have a very brand new segment that we're really excited about coming up, and it's called Missed Connections. That's a great song. And Miss Connections is actually on Craigslist. There's a section in the community section called Miss Connections. And in this little segment of the community section, people will write in. So say you see some at the grocery store, like you did, and you don't have the nerve to go up and talk to them. But maybe you like them, or you don't even have to like them. It can be a different scenario. But most of the time, it's you like them, you had some feelings for them, You wanted to go up and say something. And then you go to this Miss Connections. You type in your little scenario of what you would have liked to do if you had the nerve. Mm-hmm. And then this is sort of some of the result that comes up. And you have the first one.
Okay. So this goes out to a younger ethnic guy who used to come to my townhouse condo late at night and pay me $100. That's with an X. To BB me to completion. I was the ex-military guy with the beefy, hairy ass. That's ass with two Z's. So this beefy military guy,
yes,
is looking for a younger ethnic guy who used to come by his house and BB him to completion. What does BB mean?
BB? Did he get like a BB gun shot to his fat
hairy ass? Beefy. It's beefy.
Because I don't know what BB.
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 To completion. So yeah. Blow my balls?
I have no
what
idea.
I don't know what that
I
means.
I have no idea. B.
So if
B-B.
Anybody out there knows what BB me to completion. I mean, I know that's a to completion part.
Yeah, I get, I get that.
I have an idea.
Yeah, I get that. I think I remember what that was.
The BB part?
The completion.
The completion.
Yeah. I think I
don't know what
remember.
The BB means.
Yeah.
So it sounds like the beefy, hairy ass guy wants to pay the younger ethnic guy $100. Oh, no, he would pay him.
Yeah, he's paying him.
The ethnic guy is paying him.
Yeah, so he is blatantly on Craigslist saying that he paid for some prostitution.
No, he wants the ethnic guy paid the hairy ass guy to get blown.
Okay.
So the hairy
so
ass guy.
So it was a transaction.
The hairy ass guy is on here looking for $100, it sounds like.
Yeah, so that's a illegal transaction.
Yeah, I don't think that's allowed.
Yeah, that's not allowed at all. That's not allowed in this scenario. All I see is missed opportunity. And in fact, that was a missed opportunity. So here is the second one. And this is coming in from, it says, "Hi, let's make some new friends this fall before it gets too damn cold. I'm a professional guy, tall, fit, and handsome, maybe 6 feet. I'm looking for a woman, 20 to 60 only, small window, who likes the idea of chatting, meeting up, and having a coffee, and then riding hard if we match. Say hi and tell me about yourself."
That escalated quickly.
It did. It went from meeting up, having a quick coffee, and then being ridden hard. If it's a match.
Not riding, not just no. Like a gentle ride.
No,
like, Let's get after
like,
it.
Let's get from coffee. Let's go from 1 to 10. Let's get from coffee to hard and fast. Yeah. 20 to 60.
That's a range.
Yeah, it's a range. It's a woman only. So 18 or 65.
Out of luck.
Off limits. A tall, fit, handsome professional guy is seeking this type of scenario with a 20 to 60-year-old woman, which is approximately 20 million people, and who likes the idea of chatting, meeting up, and having a coffee.
Let me ask you this. How often do you think these misconnections are actually people catfishing other people?
I think the percentage is probably right around 82% of people. Like, this guy is not a tall, fit, handsome fella, professional.
I don't think so.
He is not. He is a Domino's driver who is sitting in his house with his hat on backwards. He is one of those in that range of you wear, you're too old to be a backwards hat guy.
Mm-hmm.
This is this guy, and he's just searching for someone to come and meet him, and then there's a swerve going on at the end. Do you ever watch that show, Catfish, the show? It is disturbing because it's just, I mean, these people are literally pulling the wool over people's eyes. Like, this is like deceitful. It's almost like uncomfortable because these people get all like in love with this person. They're adamant that this person is going to meet them. They avoid them at every turn. And then finally the catfish group, the catfish host, sets it up so they finally meet the person, and it's someone completely different, even sometimes someone they know, you know, an acquaintance of some sort. And it's just, and then that person gets crushed.
I feel like somebody
is going to Loserville, USA.
I feel like somebody is going to be on this program, on this catfish program, and is going to get catfished, and it's going to be someone they know. And then the show is going to end, and they're going to murder them.
Right, right.
Legitimately.
Like, right. Like, remember Sally, Jesse, Raphael? Remember that show where the guy murdered the guy who said that he was gay and he was attracted to him or something? Say something like that?
It's going
to
be something like that where somebody catfishes one of the friends, like, thinking, oh, it's a prank. Ha-ha, you're funny. Right. No, you humiliated me on national television.
Right.
And then murders them.
Right, murders them.
Yeah.
And there won't be any BBing to completion.
No.
It'll be murder.
It'll be murder.
And that's a whole different scenario.
Was the case that they gave me.
Murder was the case that they gave me. So that was our missed connections segment. All I see is missed opportunity. And that'll do it for episode one of season two. A damn fine episode, if I must say.
Yeah. If I want to make you happy. Yeah. Damn fine episode, if you ask me.
If you have to grade every goddamn thing.
But I want to make you happy.
Yeah. So we will be back at it next week. We hope everybody has a wonderful week. If you'd like to be on the Five Questions with Two Assholes segment, drop us a line. Send us a post. Yeah. Send us a telegram.
Send us a tweet or a email.
A little snail mail.
Send us a letter. Yeah,
send us a letter in the
Throw
mail.
Throw a fucking stamp on it. Send us a letter.
Cursive writing only.
Yeah.
Yeah, send it. That'd
be fun. Along.
That would be fun. Put a little stamp on it.
Yeah.
I think it's like 55 cents.
You get a chain letter or something going?
Yeah, a little chain letter. Yeah. Send us one of those. Remember those things you used to open up with a with a triangle thing? You used to do the six and two. You know that whole thing.
What did you have to say when you did that, though? Like, my mother told me to pick this one?
I think that was the... Was that what it was?
I don't know.
Because that wasn't that like the my mother told me, wasn't that like the hand thing where you hit each other's hands?
I have no idea.
But the thing with the triangle paper thing where you'd pick it and then you'd have to pull the thing up and see
it was
who you were going to marry or something.
Yeah, like, what's your favorite color? And then you pick red and then you do R-E-D or something.
Right.
And you say, like, how many kids are you going to have?
Right.
You know, 12.
And then who are you going to have it with? Yeah, and then you put, like...
What kind of car are you going to have? And
right.
I don't know. Planned out your whole life.
Yeah.
This little folded piece.
Yeah. In lunch. During lunch period.
During lunch. Yeah.
Yeah. You had it all figured out in lunch. Yeah.
Potato puffs and.
Yeah. The chocolate chip cookies.
The rest of your life.
Salisbury steak.
Right. And the rest of your life.
And the rest of your life. All in a 25-minute period. All right. So that'll do it. Check us out on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and all sorts
of good stuff.
Google Podcasts and iHeartRadio.
Yeah.
Rate and review us. Subscribe. And here's something we're going to do, okay? This is your assignment. If you are a dedicated listener, I know there's a bunch of you out there who listen like pretty much right away. If you're a dedicated listener, you listen to all the episodes, you love it. I want you to go to 5 friends, and I want you to send the link to 5 of your friends. Bonus points if they don't know us. 5 of your friends, send them the link and say, you really have to listen to this podcast. We want to do some, you know, marketing by team here. How about that?
I love it.
Yeah, I love the idea.
That's a great idea.
5 friends who you think like humor. They like a little bit on the inappropriate side of times. So you know,
very inappropriate most of the time.
Yeah, no devout Christians. No, you know, no
Mormons.
You know, not that there's anything against them. Wonderful people. But
I mean, you can send it to a Mormon if you want.
You can.
If they enjoy this.
That would definitely.
I mean, the swearing. I mean, we talked about coffee. So, yeah. I mean, there's some things, some alcohol. Yeah.
It would add a different demographic than we have right now.
Yeah. But I mean, we are trying to expand a little bit.
We are. So, I 5 people that you know, send the link to them and say, hey, you got to check this podcast. You know, it's really funny. And they talk about some sports and some news. I get all my news from them.
We are an investigative news program.
Hard hitting. I believe that's the term. We are investigative.
Can we win a Pulitzer for this?
I think we have been nominated for a Pulitzer or a Nobel.
Yeah.
What's the difference between the Nobel and the Pulitzer? Do you know that?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Is it a guy's name?
Right. But is there a different, like, is the award slightly different?
Well, they're 2 different awards.
Or they would just be the Nobel, right?
Yeah.
Or Nobel 1 and 2.
They would have the same name.
Right. I wonder if Nobel and Pulitzer were for two different types of things.
You can get the Nobel Peace Prize. Nobel gives out things for different things.
Oh, they do.
So you can get one for peace, and then I think you can get like the Nobel Prize in like economics.
Oh, you can.
I think so.
Can you get a Nobel Prize in podcasting?
I don't think so.
Not yet.
soon.
Soon. Let's put that together. You know,
let's get on the
develop
board.
Our own.
Yeah, we'll be on the board of that.
Maddie and Smitty prize.
Are we gonna do? Are we gonna do some? Gonna do a little prize thing?
We are gonna do a little prize.
Gonna do a prize?
Yeah. What do you want to give us?
I don't know. We got some t-shirts.
Smitty's phone number is going to be given out to the first, for the sixth caller.
We will write up your very own misconnections.
We will. Your very own. Actually, send us either a fantasy or maybe it was real.
I mean, if you have a misconnection.
Yeah. Or send the interwebs.
Yeah, let us know.
You know, scan the interwebs first.
We'll throw it out there for you. We'll broadcast it over the air. We'll tell everybody.
We'll tell everybody
that you're looking for, you know, the lady who stopped me cold at the supermarket.
Right.
Wouldn't let me pass.
To the gentleman who was behind me in the supermarket. To the gentleman at the avocados, if you just moved your ass, then I could get to where I wanted to be.
Right.
But you were adamant that you needed an avocado.
Yeah.
Do you like avocados?
I'm not a huge fan of avocados.
I don't like avocados at all. But I don't like ugly food. That's my issue.
So let me tell you this. Number one. It's a superfood.
Is it?
Yeah.
Meaning, is it like a...
It's like...
Why is that? What's
I don't know.
Food?
It's like...
Like the wide gamut of nutrients?
Yeah, like a wide gamut of nutrients. Good for you.
Oh, okay.
You know, honestly, it doesn't really taste like anything. It doesn't.
Right. You have to put the garlic in the stuff for the guac.
Yeah, so guac I like.
Yeah.
Like, I'll do the guac, but just regular avocado, like avocado on toast, like it's supposed to be really good for you.
Yeah. It's just like a big mush ball, isn't it? It's just like mushy.
I mean, it kind of is, yeah.
If there's no flavor and it's mushy, I'm probably gagging.
Yeah, see, I would rather have peanut butter on
toast. If it's ugly green, mushy, it has no flavor.
Yeah.
I'm not sure the value.
Yeah, it's a superfood. That's the value.
I'll take your word for it.
No, I mean, that's the value.
You know, I'm 48 and what am I going to do with superfood?
I would rather have peanut butter on toast, honestly.
Oh, peanut butter on toast every day of the week. Gets a little melted.
So today... Speaking of eating healthy, this is just a random story for the people as we're trying to get the fuck off the air.
Right.
But I usually have some kind of like bagel or English muffin or something with peanut butter. Today, healthy, peanut butter and celery.
Really? You went peanut butter celery?
Peanut butter celery today.
Really?
Yeah, and then I was starving. Like 10 minutes later, I was hungry, looking for snacks.
What is a guy I'm doing at an avocado in this place?
Yeah.
Peanut butter and celery is good. Cream cheese chives and celery, you know, that whole thing hors d'oeuvre. That's good too. Celery is another one, like no flavor. Like I like it in soup. I like it in cashew chicken every day of the week. But celery is kind of one of those nothing things unless you... It can't be the dominant thing.
No.
Celery. But I digress. Okay. So everybody have a wonderful week. Thanks so much for listening.